Land lay immediately in front of them, mountains just beyond. Suddenly, the small yacht rose and then seemed to stay suspended above the wave for a long time before it dropped back onto the water's surface with a hard landing. Darius nearly lost his hold on Stella as they coasted down the wavefront. Without looking behind him, Darius knew the wave was rising, that once it crested, its edge would crash down onto them. But even before that could happen, the front of the giant wave washed onto Creta's northeastern shore. For a moment, he thought he spotted a figure, maybe two, scrambling up the hillside. Had the inhabitants of the village directly ahead of them had some warning then? Perhaps they had heard the rumble of the earthquake. Surely they could see the sickly glow in the sky to the north. That is, if they were awake. Dawn wasn't yet evident in the eastern sky. Had they felt the earthquake this far away? In the dim light, Stella knew something was different. The wave behind them shrunk down while they surfed on a sheet of water that seemed to grow more shallow the further inland they travelled. The yacht shifted to the left and then to the right before it came to a grinding halt on large flat rocks. Stella was ripped from Darius's arms and rolled to the front of the yacht, and Darius was nearly upended from his seat. Water continued to flow past them, cresting the rocky hillside straight ahead, before finally giving up its climb and subsiding back down. The yacht shifted back a bit, and Darius feared they might slide down the hillside, but the yacht came to an uneasy stop, its bottom resting on a slanted boulder. The deafening roar of rushing water quietened as it slid back down the hill and out to the sea. "Are you hurt?" Darius asked as he knelt next to Stella. She was already lifting herself on one arm, the other pushing her drenched hair from her face. "I do not think so," she murmured, ignoring the pain from her hard hit against the yacht's inner wall.